Within this trinket is your future, my son. But with all things of true value, you must earn it. This treasure's toll is threefold. Only love, loyalty, and truth will allow you to gain the prize.
Sky caught the current of the jet stream, stretched his wings wide, and let the wind carry him across the bay toward the lights of the city. He considered stopping, finding a partner among the willing women below, but it would only take an hour to make it to the mountain ranges beyond, and the solitude he wished for. The emotional impressions of the throngs of humans in the city were a constant buzz in this modern time he'd awoken to, and he hadn't yet learned how to tune it all out. The only real alternative was avoidance, so he flew on. Finally, the buzz of civilization faded to a dull murmur, and along with it the incessant emotional pull of every human being. The needling whispers of his own thoughts were all that was left. His dead mother's wishes weighed heavily on his mind. Her wishes for his own future needled at him to the point he had to shove them aside in favor of other concerns, no less irritating, but just as pressing. He had a decision to make, and it wouldn't be an easy one. Several weeks earlier, his mother's favorite bonded servant had been mated by another dragon, without Skye's knowledge, without even the courtesy of a call. The insult wasn't something he could just let go. His honor required retribution of some kind, yet he wasn't particularly close to the man. But his mother had loved Trevor, which was probably the biggest reason she hadn't mated him. He had been a comfort for her near the end of her life, and she had treasured him enough to avoid dooming him with her mark. He would have died with her if she'd done so. Sky didn't wish death for the man. In fact, he was somewhat glad Trevor had found a pair of dragons from the current generation who would treasure him as much as his mother had, and who would guarantee him the long, healthy life his mother had wished for him. Yet the insult couldn't be ignored, particularly since they were flouting dragon law by doing so. Two dragons mating a single human was against one of the few old laws still standing. Even though the council encouraged multiple mates, they still wished for each dragon to spread their seed among more than one human. To have two dragons, one, a dragon princess, tied to a single human defeated the purpose. Their need to procreate. That the pair who had mated Trevor had been given sanction by the council aided Sky. Traditionally, he should challenge one of the other dragons to a duel in the customary manner until the more worthy dragon prevailed. Of course, that would mean he'd have to submit to the other dragon unless he actually intended to mate Trevor, which he didn't. And submission wasn't his style. Even if the act itself would ultimately be a pleasurable experience, the very idea of the power shift he would have to endure left a bitter taste in his mouth. Dragon traditions were changing, and for that, he was grateful. The Dragon Council had less of a heavy hand where their laws were concerned, finally giving up and letting the Royal Dragon Court take over jurisdiction of the race. Their laws were evolving to align more closely with modern human laws and customs. Of course, their nature prevented them from completely giving up certain dragon customs. But so far, the court's revisions made sense to him. The best one was that he had more flexibility to choose a mate, if and when he decided to.